اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad to have you here. Ali Nasir, how are you? Fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. What about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are
Fine?
You? Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, brothers, welcome. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters who are with IRB English Radio right now, please, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. So, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, today we will be talking about Ayah 7 of Surah Ali Imran on page 50. Brothers and sisters, if you are having your Quran with you, please turn to page 50, Ayah 7 of Surah Ali Imran. So, everyone, please, once let's listen to the recitation of this ayah, then we will be back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Huwa alladhi anzala 'alayka al-kitaba minhu ayatun muhkamat. هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
That was a nice recitation. Now I will recite it once. Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein. Inshallah, you listen carefully, okay? Then repeat our brothers and sisters as well. They will practice with us. Is that okay?
Yes.
Let's go on. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات.
هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات
هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات
منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله
أحسنت ما شاء الله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله
وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله
والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا
والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا
وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب
وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب هو الذي it is he the Allah Almighty who has sent down to you the book منه part of the book is what آيات محكمات are definitive verses, okay, which are the mother of the book, hunna ummul kitab, which means they are the main verses, okay, wa ukharu mutashabihat, while others, other verses are metaphorical, it means they have, they need exegesis, interpretations, fa amma alladhina fi qulubihim zayghun, okay, as for those in whose hearts are deviants فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ بْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَبْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ They pursue what is metaphorical in it, courting temptation and courting its interpretation, okay? They do not follow the true interpretation, they follow the temptation of shaitan. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Be careful, okay? Nobody knows the interpretation well, okay? Who knows? إِلَّا اللَّهِ Allah Almighty. If you stop here, the Tajweed says, if you stop here, and if you say like waqf is better than wasl, so illallah, it means only Allah Almighty knows the interpretations. If you wasl, if you connect it, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ Nobody knows the interpretation except Allah وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ Allah and those who are what? Firmly grounded in knowledge, those who have knowledge, the knowledge. Means Allah Almighty given them the knowledge, like prophets and imams. Okay?
Yes.
So if you stop here, the meaning of the ayah changes. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Nobody knows except Allah Almighty. If you stop here, the next part of the ayah says, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ And those firmly grounded in knowledge, يَقُولُونَ They say, آمَنَّا They say, we believe, okay, in it. آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدَ رَبِّنَا All of it in for, and for, is from the from our Lord, sent by Allah Almighty. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ And none takes admonition, okay? Nobody gets reminded. إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Except those who possess intellect. Alright?
Yes.
Now, I just mentioned one point here. Two points. The first point is that in the Qur'an Kareem, all the verses are not very much clear for us. Like when you read from the translation, you should understand. No, all the verses are not this way. For example, you understand that. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ or ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aqimu salat, for example. Maintain the prayers. It's very clear, yes, that we should do the prayers. But how should we do the prayers? Should we say, oh Allah Almighty, forgive us? Is this the prayer? Or no, we have a special form of praying. Like ruku', sujood, tashahud, salam. This way, surah, yes? Which one?
Second one.
How did you know this?
Our imam.
If you were just reading the Quran, no, without hadith, without interpretations of the imams, the teachings of the imams, how would you know that? It's very clear that if Allah Almighty has sent the book, He has to send the teacher as well. Because we can't understand all of them.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We'll now move on with the Tajweed rules, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, all right?
Yes.
Okay, Hussein, Hassan, ready?
Yes.
Yes.
So, the first important Tajweed rule that I have to mention is أنزل هو الذي. The pronunciation of the letter ذال is important, okay? How to pronounce it correctly, it's important. It shouldn't be mixed with the letter ز. هو الذي. You bite your tongue a bit. أنزل. Z has the Z sound in English, but ذال doesn't have the Z sound. والذي أنزل. أنزل. What rule I apply here?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. This is the correct way to recite it. أنزل. But if you read it, والذي أنزل. This is wrong. Why? Because there is one rule applied. What is that rule?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. So, Noon plus, Noon Sakin plus, Za tells you, Za is from the rest of the letters. We had four groups. It's not among those, the three first groups. Idgham, Idhar, Iqlab rule. But it's with the Ikhfa rule. So, you apply the rule Ikhfa. How do you do it?
You hide the sound.
We hide the sound of the Noon. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ. Hassan, read it. أَنزَلَ. Hide the sound.
وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ.
Hassan, أَنزَلَ. All right. عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات منه. Here, Noon Sakin, but we clearly read it. It's different from إخفاء. So what is it?
إظهار.
إظهار. You clearly have to pronounce it. Do not hide the sound. Why? Because the letter ها comes after it. Right?
Yes.
منه. There were six letters that you have to clearly pronounce the letter نون if one of the six letters come after Noon Sakin or تنوين. What were those letters? Hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, and ghain. So we have ha after Noon Sakin. Minhu, do not read it. Minhu, don't hide the sound. All right, Hussein?
Yes.
Minhu. Ayatun plus mim. Ayatun tanween plus mim.
Idgham.
Ayatun. Idgham,
but
with ghunna.
Yes. Not
with nasal sound. Also two counts. Ayatum. Nasal sound, two counts. Muhkamatun. Muhkamatun ha. Pronounce it clear, correctly. Muhkamatun. Again, tanween plus ha.
Idhar.
Oh, no problem if you have tanween or nun sakin, but pay attention to the next letter. The next letter is ha.
Throat letters.
Ildahar, we have to like clearly read the tanween. Ayatum muhkamatun hunna ummul kitab. Hunna, nun mushaddad. Ummul mushaddad. Nasal sound. Hunna nasal sound. Ghunna sound.
Yes.
Wa ukharu, do not read akharu, okay? Ukharu. Ukhar means the next one. The others. وأخر متشابهات. صلة tells you what's less better than وقف. You can stop, but you can continue. فأما الذين من مشدد في قلوبهم زيغون فيتبعون. Again, إخفاء. زيغون فيتبعون. Hide the sound of تنوين. فيتبعون ما تشابه منه. Again, إظهار. We had this one. منه ابتغاء. If you join, ba has to produce a bouncing sound. Also, hamza will be skipped. Minhu ibtigha. By the way, mad is wajib. Six counts. Okay? Yes. Fitnati wa ibtigha ta'wilih. Qila tells you, waqf is better. Wa ma ya'lamu ta'wilahu illa Allah. Wa rasikhuna fil ilm. No special rule. Ra only heavy sound. يقولون آمنا به كل من again إدغام كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. The last point أولو. Wow has a sukun on the top. Don't read wow. Do not read it. أولو الألباب. No. أولو الألباب. Alright Hussein, do you have any question?
No sir.
No? Okay. Long ayah but a lot of points. Yes. So yes. Practice the tajweed rules inshallah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. If you had any questions, you can ask. But I ask you kindly to refer to the Tafasir book for interpretations for more information. And also practice the Tajweed rules with the recitation a lot, inshallah. May you be, inshallah, one of the reciters, the best reciters of the Quran Kareem. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevilla International School. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطي